Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 144 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is another one of the special episodes where I bring in guests. I'm lucky to have two hilarious immigrants on this show. All right. We're busting borders right here. I have the lovely, talented, hilarious Cristela Alonso.
What's up?
My favorite Alonso in comedy. Now, Cristela's parents came over.
Yes.
She's here legally.
Yes.
She's one of us.
Yes. Yes. My parents came here on a visa. They had me here. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm
so legal. She's legal.
But I ain't not no anger wanted. Baby.
How's that?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely not wanted.
Yeah, legal, wanted.
Oh, no.
And then my friend Lachlan Patterson.
That's me.
From Vancouver, Canada. Yeah. Not sure of his status. He's Canadian, not sure. But he's a white male, so they don't ask.
We'll figure it out.
So yeah. He's super wanted.
They don't ask.
So he's super wanted.
They just let it go.
I just kind of walk in and go, hey, guys, I need another 3 years. And they're like, all right, we're... I got a stamp.
Check the box. So easy to do. And I, for the record, my status, my dad is from Honduras. So he was an immigrant and became a citizen, but I'm just ordinary black. So they never ask us, like, where, you know, you ordinary black, you all right.
Of course.
We don't like you, but we'll accept you.
So, but we have to accept
so
you.
So literally, we have all three covered.
We're North
here.
America. We're North
yeah,
America
we got it covered.
Today.
Okay.
All right, so that has nothing to do with the show. I just love
facts.
That as a tie-in. Two absolutely brilliant comics and both friends of mine. And thank you guys for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right into it. As we know, as listeners know, since my last podcast, it is official. Trump is the Republican nominee for president. No one hates it more than the Republicans. Which
yeah.
is my favorite thing about it. Republicans are so mad at the monster they created.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I kept saying, after the last election, they all said, the GOP got together and they're like, what do we do to not have this happen again? We need to win one. What do we do? They're like, okay, we need to be nice to women. We need to be nice to Latinos. That was 4 years ago. And no one got the memo. Like, no one. Like,
no,
their candidate,
that was,
like,
you don't
boom.
Remember that day that they were nice? That was
It was Wednesday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday,
I think
June 11th, 2014.
Was I doing a JFL tour? I might have been in Canada
see,
the day
you
that
missed
they were
the
nice
day.
To everybody.
I had the flu. So I didn't get it.
It's crazy.
and crazy to the point that, and I just chose this one. It's an editorial by a guy named Max Boot. Max Boot is a historian and Republican. He opens it up. His thing, op-ed from the Times, the Republican Party is dead. His first line, I've been a Republican as long as I can remember. Okay, we've been hearing that. My allegiance to the GOP was cemented during the 80s when I was in high school and Ronald Reagan was in the White House, right? St. Reagan.
People loved Reagan.
Yeah.
All Republicans go back to Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that the Republican Party stood for foreign policy, blah, 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 blah. Now.
what's St. Reagan is the patron saint of?
Of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan. Well, that's right. You're not American. I don't know how long you've been here. Basically, Ronald Reagan walked on water.
Yes.
Changed the flow of mighty rivers.
Yeah.
And anything good that happened, Ronald Reagan did. Anything bad that happened, Barack Obama did. Even if it happened during Ronald Reagan's presidency, Barack Obama did it. That whole Iran-Contra thing.
That was Obama?
He was in high school,
Obama.
But he had connections.
Okay.
That was his extracurricular activity,
Iran-Contra
affair.
Arming terrorists,
roommates
selling
with Ollie
North. Cocaine, all of that. That was, yeah, that was him. So,
son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Obama
he is.
Lived like Miami Vice back in the day.
Smart
like,
and slick.
Kind of looks like Tubbs.
He was.
He kind of looks like Tubbs.
Older
yeah.
Tubbs.
I don't think he had a Jerry curl. Might have had a curl.
I think you can find a picture.
So, St. Reagan pretty much, you know, saved life as you know it. I think if it wasn't for Reagan, you would be speaking Russian. I think he protected Canada, too.
If it wasn't for Nancy, I'd be doing hella drugs.
There you
go.
Yeah,
you do.
See? So we got that going. So anyway.
Okay.
So Max is a Republican. Now, talks about the Republican Party. It has been killed by Donald Trump. Trump is an ignorant demagogue. This is, I'm quoting the article, traffics in racist and misogynistic slurs and crazy conspiracy theories. He champions protectionism and isolationism, the policies that brought us the Great Depression and World War II.
Why do they call it the Great Depression anyway?
Because we've had some not so great ones. We've had some yeah. minor ones. That one was great.
We had the baby
great.
Ones. It's basically like an adult size yeah. depression.
Shouldn't they call it like the horrible depression?
Oh
though?
No,
the
no,
super duper terrible depression.
It was great.
No, it's the fantastic depression.
Yeah, it was
the killing it depression. Yeah. We're killing it.
Sick ass depression you got there. 1920.
Our depression game is on point.
Right. And this is a big statement coming from a lifelong Republican. There has never been a major party nominee in U.S. history as unqualified for the presidency. Now, if you remember, this is what they said about Barack Obama.
Yes.
That Barack Obama was a city organizer or mm-hmm. something and should never be president mm-hmm. and blah, yeah. blah, blah. You know, just could, you know, that whole Harvard degree constitutional law thing had nothing to do with qualifications to be president.
Absolutely.
You know? This is the Republican Party. Now, I say... Well, and this guy goes on to say that he wouldn't vote. A lot of them are saying they'll vote for Hillary. He's saying he wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. He's hoping for a third party candidate, which is right. not going to happen. Yeah. But I say they brought this on themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is 100, like you were talking about, the whole racism and misogyny, that is part of the Republican platform. I don't know why they're always, oh my gosh, we're not racist. Yes, you are.
It's not like, actually, that's why he's doing so well, because the people are saying, finally, someone said it. Like,
right.
finally, someone said it and without hiding it.
Right.
Like they're so blatant that I'm like, finally, like that guy, that's my guy, because he has the balls to say it.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what happened.
This has been their policy. They've always looked at racism, misogyny, and hatred of any group.
Yeah.
With a wink and a nod.
Always bothers me, because I grew up in South Texas, and a lot of people I grew up with, they consider themselves Republican in theory. Poor Mexicans are conservative in the area that I grew up in. If the GOP really tried, they could get that demographic on their side of the party, because they're very conservative. They're religious. They're hard workers. They're very, you know, conservative morally, which in theory is what the GOP is. The fact that they attack the minorities makes them turn off from the party, but it's right there. Like my people could become Republicans if Republicans wanted them, but they don't want them.
Do you know where they did that and it worked?
Hmm.
Utah.
Oh, really?
Utah, because the Mormons cashed in on
That's
the Latino
right.
family and religion. Those two things are big in the Latino community,
mm-hmm.
family and religion. And the Mormons said, we'll yeah. support that. And they were able to pull the Latino vote to support their Republican candidates.
It's very easy. I mean, I keep telling people, like, in my neighborhood, nobody told me to vote. I didn't know we could vote. Like, they tell you at school, but you don't really know what voting is, you know? Like, my brothers never voted till a couple years ago, because no one ever went down there to tell you, hey, vote. Your vote matters. No one ever said that. So, you know, I always tell people, the only time that the politicians go to my neck of the woods in South Texas is, you know, during presidential elections. Like, my neighborhood is like the Olympics. Like, they only care about it every 4 years. Like, that's it. Like, and then they go and they disappear, you know?
Now, Lachlan, you yeah. come in, and I don't know how political you are, how involved you are, but I love Canada. But Canadians, you guys are so, no, you guys are so cool, like, as far as live and let live. Like, you know, there's no blatant racism or hatred of gays or any, you know,
yeah.
particular group in Canada. I mean, I'm sure it's there in pockets and stuff like that. So what is this like, I'm going to say, from the outside looking in?
Well, here's what it looks like to me. From what I've seen of your country and how what happens when a man is elected president, it seems like nothing really happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you tend to vote for these people because they promise things, but they're never going to they're never going to come up and do those things, because it takes a lot more people than just the president. The president seems to just be a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So really, if I was allowed to vote, I just vote for the guy who inspires me.
Yeah.
And that's really what Obama did. Obama inspired you to get up and do stuff. And he gave emotional speeches that inspired you to be a good American. And you just don't have that with anyone. And even Bernie, these people are all whiners and complainers. And they're not attractive looking at all.
You guys have the good looking one.
We got a good looking one.
You guys have a really good looking one.
And he says some crazy, wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
But if you look at Canadian politics, it doesn't really change much
right.
with a new leader. So I think everyone just has to get on board with the fact that Trump's not going to change much. But you are going to have to watch him on your TV and listen to him try to say Tasmania.
Yeah.
And try to say 9/11. And you're going to put your head down and you're just going to hate. You're going to feel negative.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a negative person if you vote for Trump, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to be positive.
Wow. You talk about leading into a story. You just said you're going to be a negative person if you vote for Trump. Donald Cheney.
Donald Cheney?
Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney endorses.
That was actually
even
not
though Donald
a,
Cheney
know, that,
is
Donald Cheney actually nails it better.
That's the sticker.
Dick Cheney endorses Trump. Now, you couldn't get more negative or hateful. For one thing, Dick Cheney doesn't die.
No.
No.
We've lost.
He is a gremlin of
we've
politics.
Lost, you know, Prince and, you know, just a million good people. Dick Cheney ain't going nowhere. Nobody knows how old he is.
Mm-mm.
And I've always said he's the only living real human who could be described as diabolical. You know what I mean? Like, that's a cartoon description, except with Dick Cheney, he is diabolical. It's a level beyond evil.
He has no morals.
None.
He shoots his friend and doesn't go to jail.
Yeah.
Not only didn't he go to jail, this was the most beautiful part. The friend apologized.
I know, the friend
to him.
Was like, yo, so-
how evil are you that you shoot someone in the face and they're like, sorry, my face got in the way of your buckshot.
That's like some King Arthur shit. My lord, I apologize to thee for.
So he says, you know, Trump isn't his favorite guy. And I don't know who Cheney's favorite would be.
George W.
Yeah.
I would have said
that's
Jeb. I would have said Jeb would have been his guy.
Yeah, it would have been Jeb.
Yeah, it would have been Jeb.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But he's going to endorse him anyway. So now, when you get the endorsement from basically the most evil person in the world, a person who even, I think even Putin would say, listen, I'm no Cheney.
Yeah. Scale it down a bit. Take it down
even,
a notch.
Even Putin would say, listen, all right, now I'm taking over countries, and but I'm no Cheney.
Yeah.
I'm no Cheney.
You know, you got to give respect. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? Like you were basketball fans, right? So,
yeah.
So you know, you could like, I'm a shooter, but I'm no Steph Curry.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
like, I can do it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Shot people in the face, but I never asked them to apologize.
Right.
To me.
There you go. There you go. So when you get to that level of evil support, I mean, this whole Donald Trump thing is truly fascinating. I'm not going to say unbelievable.
Right.
I'm going to stop saying that, but it's still fascinating.
Well,
are you guys surprised?
No. I thought that the fact that he has a reality show, I think actually made him the front runner from the get-go. Because
it's a reality show.
He's a well-known face.
That gave him the ability to manipulate the media.
Absolutely.
You know, just like when Arnold won as governor here in California, the reason Arnold won was because whenever they did the debate, so to speak, he looked like the governor because he's an actor.
The governator.
He knew how to play the role. Didn't know a thing.
No.
Just as clueless as Trump, but he looked the role. With Trump knows how to manipulate the media, and it's the media's fault for taking him seriously.
Yep.
Like I do this event for the LA Press Club every year, and last year I just ripped on him for that.
Yeah.
It was like you were the ones you never asked him a policy question.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nothing, because the media now is for hire, it's for about money, and whoever gets the most clicks can sell the most money in commercial.
Yeah.
So they had to give, like they said, Trump got $2 billion in free publicity.
Yeah, you know, the media, that's why when I wake up and read the news, it's always war, Zika virus, you know, Kim Kardashian's new haircut. You know, it's like they control because they know they're going to get clicks out of it. What I'm curious about is when Cheney endorses Trump, what person out there is like, okay, now he has my vote? Oh. Like Cheney, you know, like it's like the KKK who? Endorsing right. Trump. It's like, oh, now he's our guy. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Halliburton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Cheney endorsement is the war endorsement, yeah. right? All yeah. the military mm-hmm. companies.
The XL profit. Pipeline endorsement.
Yeah. Right.
For sure. That's coming
the frackings.
In.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the Cheney endorsement carries some weight.
No, yeah. it does carry weight. But again, it's like the people that will be affected by his endorsement, I don't want supporting me anyway, personally.
Right,
you know
right.
what I
well,
mean?
They
you know.
And they were probably already going to vote for
sure.
Trump.
Sure. It's like Skeletor endorsing Trump, like, you know, from He-Man. Like, I'm voting for Trump. Oh, okay.
He-Man.
Well.
How much money is enough? Like, I just, it fascinates me. Like,
that was the Canadian socialist talking. Like, this is America, you some bitch.
I
there ain't no
anything.
Such thing as enough. That's why we need shoot you some bitches from Canada when we get done with these Mexican some bitches. Because you ask some dumb shit like that. It's like, America.
It's like that damn dickhead it. At the end of the Monopoly game who just is like, no, we're not finished. I can't. Just, let's go to bed, man.
Now you gotta land on my property. I gotta
no,
take
man.
All
I
of
got
it.
Like $8. You just take it. No, you gotta roll the dice. I'm in jail.
I bet you that's Trump in Monopoly.
Oh. I mean, we pick on him. Let's be honest. Let's look at the pros of Donald Trump. We pick on him a lot.
Yeah.
This guy, we all give him such a hard time, but wouldn't you love to be Donald Trump right now?
Oh, Donald Trump is laughing yeah. louder than anybody.
Isn't yeah. he just the happiest guy in the world?
And you know what? Donald Trump is in this position. He can't lose
sure.
right now because he didn't. I don't think he thought he'd get this far. I thought he did it initially as a publicity stunt.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, it was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
fell for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to ride it all the way. So now, even if he loses in a general election or if they find some way to get rid of him at the Republican convention,
mm-hmm.
he gets to say, well, they did it to me. I was there.
Absolutely.
I was ready to win. These were my policies. Like, he cannot lose at this point. It's almost like, I hate this. No, I'm not even going to use that comparison. I'll use this comparison. He's like Sarah Palin, another reality star, in that when Sarah, like, the more you pointed out what an idiot Sarah Palin is and how foolish and she doesn't know anything, the more her followers got behind her.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And said, you're picking on
yeah.
her. And,
yeah.
And I think the more that, like, as we get closer to the general election and when the grown-ups start talking,
sure,
they're going to be like, well, you're picking on Donald Trump. Like, well, yeah, because he don't know anything.
Yeah, that's part of the job, actually.
You know, yeah.
Well, but how incredible is it that Trump became the Republican nominee, considering that he's the only one that's not a politician? The fact, I mean, for me, the fact that Jeb Bush dropped out of the race is such, so amazing, because he's married to a Mexican. He has Mexican kids.
His dad and his brother were both presidents.
It's the dynasty of presidents, yeah. you know, and he couldn't go. He couldn't beat the guy that has a clothing line at Macy's.
Can we insert the dynasty song?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's actually Dallas.
Is it Dallas? Sorry. What's dynasty?
Wow, she knows that. She knows that. Excellent. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Christella has way too much time on her hands sitting in front of TV land.
Too much time on my hands.
And speaking of Sarah, and again, you know, the Trump thing, you can go round and round about why it happened. This is what's always funny to me when people say we want someone who's not a politician to be president. No, I don't.
No.
I want somebody, not only do I want him to be a politician, I want the president to be so smart he can't talk to me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I want to be like, man, I can't dumb this down to your level. Like, that's how smart.
Not even going to answer that question.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's just it's going to take too long to explain it.
Exactly.
Yeah, just trust me.
I want the president, you know, like Barack Obama, again, you know, because we keep going back, but the man is brilliant.
Yeah.
You
yes.
know? And sometimes he'll show it because he'll make a decision, and then 2 years later, we're like, damn, that was some smart shit.
That bailout, it doesn't make sense to me, the bailout,
yeah.
but I have to just assume that we knew what we were doing.
Well, you know, you look at the bailout, it doesn't make any sense, yet now the American car industry is surviving
yeah,
and doing well.
It's
like,
fledged,
wait
yeah.
a minute.
Yeah.
Wasn't that supposed to be some socialist thing that was going to bring down the end of the world? Some bitch.
But you know, what you were saying, it's like, I want someone better than me in the office. When she was doing the hot, when they said that she had hot sauce in her bag, everybody gave her a lot of flack because they're like, she's trying too hard to pander to like Beyonce fans. But if you go back, there was an article when Clinton, when her husband, when Bill was in the office, where they talked about how many hot sauces she actually had in the kitchen because she loved them so much. So it's not like she's pandering. She needs to make herself seem more human, not like it's a ploy to get voters, you know? She needs to be a little bit less robot.
Yeah, that would be good.
She dresses like a robot. She dresses like the maid from the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Rosie?
Rosie, yeah.
Shame we both knew that, isn't it?
Dynasty one more time.
So now that we know that Donald is the nominee.
Yes.
Vice president.
Yeah. Who we got?
Now here we have, okay, Sarah Palin.
No.
Said she is available. She said she's as pretty much as vetted as anyone in the country could be vetted. And then somebody congratulated her on proper use of the term vetted. That's a pretty damn big word for Sarah. And we got to give it up to her for that.
She was interrogated immensely. And she should have said, I am not available for the sake of her party. She should have said, I'm
well,
not available.
Well, she said, it goes on to say, this is a quote. Palin said, I want to help and not hurt, because we're talking about candidacy, not wolves.
Yeah.
She said, I am such a realist that I realize there are a whole lot of people out there who would say anybody but Palin. I wouldn't want to be a burden on the ticket, and I realize in many eyes I would be that burden.
I am such a realist.
Well, but it's true.
And then they go down the list of Republicans. So Governor Nikki Haley, she's busy running South Carolina.
No.
She's got her own problems.
Susana Martinez, she's got New Mexico. Marco Rubio, probably not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Him and Donald did not get along.
No.
How hard is it to run New Mexico?
Yeah, that can't be a full-time job.
She can't. Actually, you know, she used to be a Democrat that switched over to the GOP, so she's actually likable. She's a good candidate. A couple months ago, though, she got in trouble because some of her staff had a really loud party at her at a hotel.
Yes, I remember
and she
that.
Covered it up. So, but she's actually pretty decent.
Newt Gingrich?
Never.
Now, you want to talk about somebody who hates Clintons.
Yeah.
You know, Bill stomped his ass in the 90s when he was running Congress.
He ran against Obama as well and did pretty good.
Yeah, Newt runs all the time.
Yeah.
Newt runs every election.
He's very bright, and he is definitely friends with everyone in the House.
Yeah. Now, here's one who wants the job. Jan Brewer.
Then don't give it to him.
And Jan Brewer shares Trump's fondness for immigration crackdowns. You know, Jan Brewer, they don't want anybody
in the
country.
That's Arizona, right?
No. Yeah, they have that. She's the one who snubbed Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Didn't want to shake his hand.
Jan Brewer treated Arizona like it's a nightclub that everybody wants to get into with like the whole like no Mexicans in there.
Yeah, so she's got that level of hate.
But they need the Latino vote to win, so.
They're not getting the Latino vote. You think eating tortilla bowls on
taco bowl.
That won my vote.
That's
not even a real Mexican food, is it?
No, it's not Mexican at all.
Yeah, that bothers me.
I tell people if a tortilla is hard in my house, you throw it away. You don't eat it.
Good
like
for you.
No.
Ben,
good for you.
Ben Carson. Ben Carson initially said he wanted it. Now he says he doesn't want it.
Ben Carson.
Yeah. You remember the Black Republican.
I like Ben Carson. I mean, he was ridiculous.
They're not real.
No.
Just so you know, Black Republicans are not real. So he can't, because you have to be real to exist. They're not real.
He's like one of those people, those actors in those pharmaceutical commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't really have those drug problems.
No, he's wearing a white lab coat, but he's not really a doctor.
So like
he really is a doctor, but he's not really.
Like the women at Clinique. Ben Carlson is like the dude Clinique lady.
I love the women in the makeup counter who wear the lab coat. Like, oh.
I know. I'm like, whatever you're selling, I'm buying because it might make my face look medically awesome.
But like that they're doctors of makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Give me a break.
So, I don't know. Out of that list.
No one on that list.
Can I say
Martinez. I would say the viable, that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost think Newt Gingrich, because you have to double down on the angry white man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're for Trump's people, I don't know that a woman works. And you know, the Republicans, this is the thing. It's like they don't know. They don't like women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they picked Sarah Palin. They were like, we have to pick a woman. Like, sure. If you don't like women,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to pick a woman who's smart and capable. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know how to talk to them. They don't know which one to pick.
But I think that's why they would pick a woman, because there's a lot of Republican women that actually, they're like, well, we don't know who to vote for. We don't. Our party doesn't have a woman friendly candidate. Yeah. I think they would do it for maybe show.
Yeah, they do it for show. But the last time they did that, they got Sarah Palin.
I know.
The worst thing that can happen is they get someone who upstages Trump. And the other problem you have is you get somebody who's smarter on the issues than Trump, which isn't really hard to be.
It's Newt.
No, not at all.
But then you now that makes him look bad. Whereas Newt, it's like a team.
Yeah,
with a woman.
It's like Batman and Robin.
She doesn't know her place.
Newton,
you
Trump.
Know, I mean, that's a thing with them, right? She
does Christy know?
No, Christy doesn't want the gig.
Christy doesn't want the gig.
There are no
Cruz?
Donuts.
Ted Cruz?
No way, Cruz.
No.
You don't pick Cruz. But
Rubio don't want it.
I think Christy might think he has another shot next election. But also, Christy's having big problems in New Jersey. Because New Jersey's like, hey, man. You got work to do here.
That's true.
You've been out playing for the last 2 years. There's a lot of, you know, we got a lot of shit going on in Jersey. So,
what about the fact that Newt and Trump have similar marital history?
Right. But I think if you put them together, you get six wives to choose from, at least.
Yeah.
Five or six wives between the two of them. Six.
So they're kind of the same. They're bros.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I can't get a date, and these guys have, like, wives.
Well, you know, if you were, if you were famous and rich, then you would have a shot.
Oh, we got something here.
Uh-oh.
This just in.
I know.
Okay, so Trump is saying that Christie's going to lead the transition team if Trump gets elected. He'd be responsible for Trump's smooth transition into the White House.
That's smooth.
And yeah, it's going to help.
Oh,
thanks.
Man, it's like that.
Here's the thing about that, because I mentioned this a bit on my last podcast, but here's the thing with Republicans that I wonder, and Fox News. If Hillary wins, okay, mm-hmm. and now it looks like we have to say she's a favorite.
Yeah.
Who are they going to blame? And this is what I mean. When Barack Obama won, after 2 weeks, everything was his fault. The mm-hmm, Iraq war mm-hmm. was his fault, the broken economy, housing, bank. So to everyone else, the country's doing great, right?
Yeah.
Gas is $2 a gallon, unemployment's below 6%, et cetera, et cetera. But to the Republicans, Barack Obama's the worst president who ever lived, and America's a complete mess. So if Hillary gets elected, who do they blame? Do they blame Barack Obama and give Hillary a clean slate, which they hate doing,
mm-hmm.
or... do they blame Hillary and give let Barack Obama, or do they say, well, you know, the country's doing okay? And, like, I don't know.
No. Actually, I read a bunch of articles about that where it's like, in the new age of not Barack, what do Fox News do?
Because right. What are they going to talk about?
What do they do? But at the same time, if you see, there's people that get asked about Katrina and whose fault it is. And a lot of people say Barack.
What?
Even though he wasn't president, because they don't, you know, they just know that Barack is evil.
Right.
So,
understand, Barack not being president has nothing to do with him being at fault for things.
Exactly. I mean, Iran-Contra affair from earlier, mm-hmm. you know? So it's funny. I think that.
That's insane.
I think that, like, they'll probably keep talking about the emails and Benghazi with Hillary for a while and blame everything that she does on that and her decisions. And let's go back and see what happened with Benghazi, and everything that Hillary has to deal with is all a trickle effect from, like, the Barack Obama administration. So I think they still have some fuel left for a couple years to, like, midterm elections to see what happens.
But Christie will handle a smooth transition.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Show him the kitchen. Sorry.
All I'm
going to
say, Lachlan.
I You're shaking your head at your own statement.
Can I tell you something about the the Chris Christie transition? I think it's going to be a lot like that movie Dave. Did you ever watch that movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the president impersonator, they have to teach him how to be a president in a short period of time.
I think you should don't be in too much of a rush to give up your Canadian connection.
You
might have to go back. It might be.
I mean, I don't know how many listeners you have, but come on, guys. don't ruin your country so you can watch reality TV on CNN, which it already is, of course. But let's be honest. We're watching Trump, and that's what's making him stronger. We're talking about him.
Sure.
He's making him stronger.
I think people forget that this people treat the election like it's a football game.
Yeah.
Like they vote for their teams. Yeah. And people don't understand. It's like when the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, they don't get to govern for the year.
Right.
They just win, you know? And people forget that whoever wins gets to govern for the next 4 years, you know? It's always my team, my team. If you're not from my team, you suck. You're an idiot. You don't get it.
Okay. Now I'm going to take it to this just struck me as interesting, and I want to talk about it some. And we've talked about a little. We're joking about the news, where people get the news. So it's the internet and how something can be completely false, but because it's on the internet, it becomes true. And I'm going to start with one. We were talking about Hillary Clinton, and this is a beautiful one. This is what the story says. Okay. They show a picture of a little girl, okay, and it says, in 1975, when I was 12, I was raped by a 42-year-old man. Hillary Clinton volunteered to be his lawyer. In court, Hillary told the judge that I made up the rape story because I enjoyed fantasizing about older men. Then it says, Hillary got my rapist freed. In 1980, she gave an interview where she admitted she knew he was guilty and she laughed about it. Hillary Clinton is an advocate for rapists, not for women or children. So that's one of the Hillary Clinton attack memes. Now, this is that. So that's it. So Hillary gets the child rapist vote, I guess.
That's amazing because what I took from that is, and I'm not even a Hillary fan, but she's a lawyer and she defended her client.
Right.
Right.
And that's how you defend your client, unfortunately, is by weakening the case against them. But anyway.
Okay. So that's the Facebook story. And then they show a picture of Hillary Clinton. And the quote is, yeah, I got him off. So what? Who cares? We got the evidence thrown out. So he walked. Quote, laughs in quotes. I mean, sure, we knew he did it. And then she laughs again. But it didn't matter. Okay. So that's the meme. This is what's circulating on Facebook, which, as we know, is an arbiter of truth.
Right.
Okay.
Like television.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The whole story probably started from like her buying a sandwich at Subway that kind of snowballed into this.
Okay. Now, the truth is that at the time,
for sure,
Hillary did take the case for free. Mm-hmm. She did it as a pro bono case because that's what she was doing as a lawyer. She said she didn't want to take the case. She took the case as a favor. She did not want to do the case. Every person she was required to do it. Okay. That because she was working pro bono.
Right.
Okay. So
somebody got to defend
everybody
him.
They're interviewing says Hillary didn't want to take the case. She didn't want to take the case. She did know that the guy was guilty. And here's where the laughter came in. This is the truth. So Hillary said he took a lie detector test. I had him take a polygraph, which he passed, which forever destroyed my faith in polygraphs. And then she would like laughed it off. So, so she did take the case because she had to, she was working pro bono and she laughed about the fact that she knew he was guilty, but he passed the polygraph. So polygraphs are obviously beatable. So does anyone question what they see on the internet? Or if it's somebody we hate, like if it's Hillary and I hate Hillary, do I automatically believe this story as ridiculous as it is?
You know, you believe what you want to. I mean, for me, I see people, you know, Facebook, I tell people it's like Facebook, I can't stand because now you know like what your plumber thinks about Muslims. You know what I mean? Like that's what Facebook is now, you know, too much information.
Yeah.
But every time I see friends of mine post anything about any candidate, I always have to see the website it's on.
Right.
To see if it's like a blog,
yeah.
You know, and then you kind of go from there. But it's everybody has those stories. Everybody has Photoshop. They can do memes of whatever. I can say that you were the guy that she represented, Alonzo. Like, you know what I mean?
I was young in the 70s. I wasn't 42 years old back then. But you know who was?
Barack
Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney's been 42 years old since 1950.
Guys.
Dick Cheney is 197.
Even when he was 20, he would look 42. He's just always been 42.
Have you seen the meme of the picture of Morgan Freeman with black hair? And they say this is Morgan Freeman in the first grade. like you talk about someone who's always been old. No one's ever seen Morgan Freeman young. It's very funny.
I think it's true. You see what you want to see, and there's always a website in the internet, like on the internet, that will prove your point. It's weird. It's kind of like in stand-up, if somebody does the joke on TV, that's kind of considered like their joke.
Copyright. Yeah,
you know what I mean? On the internet, whoever says it first, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Even if it's not true.
Right.
Whoever says it first, because people don't want to hear your response. If it's
well,
bullshit,
it's,
you know,
it's like a fight. It's always the second person that gets caught. Right.
Yes.
If you hit like somebody hits you
mm-hmm.
and then I mean, this goes back to, like you say, when we're kids, somebody hits, the teacher catches you hitting them back.
Right.
Yes.
You know, your mom sees you hit your brother or sister back. They never see that first shot.
Yeah. You know?
It's a classic smear campaign on Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
But it's not just Hillary Clinton. It's all of it. Now, Barack Obama, who we, you know.
How about this painting of Donald Trump, who has a tiny penis?
I love that one.
Yeah.
Isn't that the greatest? I mean, I know that's negative campaigning, but it just is.
Hey, blame Marco Rubio.
Little Marco.
So I don't know if you're aware of this, but Barack Obama is going to destroy the bald eagle, and it will no longer be the symbol of the United States.
I love it because that's ours, man.
Now that's
Connecticut's eagle. We're taking it. We're done with the beaver.
Is that what it is? The beaver?
Yeah,
beaver.
We got the beaver.
No,
you didn't
idea.
Know that?
No.
I knew that.
We're taking.
I knew that from 100 different Canadian comics. It's a beaver.
We'll take the eagle.
So the truth is that there was, and this is one of those congressional acts. Like Congress is always doing these kind of things that are symbolic or whatever else. So they passed the National Bison Legacy Act.
I love it.
And it makes the bison America's national mammal.
Good.
And a historical symbol of the United States. So it becomes our national mammal. The eagle is still a symbol of America, but now we have a mammal because somebody wanted to protect bison. You know what I mean? Like this. But it turns into Barack Obama is out to destroy the bald eagle.
I can't believe we have a national mammal now and there's still people in Flint, Michigan that can't drink water. Like,
it's
so crazy. You know,
they should nominate themselves.
To become the mammals,
there
the national
go.
Mammals.
Then we would protect them.
Humans should be the mammal, the national mammal.
Why aren't we?
I don't think so. You know why? Because bison are better than humans.
They're way better.
That's true.
Slow down, because I think bison.
I like bison.
Are better than and good burgers. I don't know if you've ever had. If you've ever had some bison, a good
lean
burger.
You just went from loving the bison because they're
them.
Delicious.
Yeah, I love them. They're majestic creatures who happen to be delicious.
They are majestic creatures of the thing
That's
of beauty
right.
that are
they
yummy.
They are a majestic creature that happens to be delicious.
I love the bison.
So
smoked.
Nobody is safe from these. And I just love these fake stories because I actually have I get a lot of my stuff. I have an
bison's
app.
Real, right?
Yeah, bison are
okay.
real. I have an app called Flipboard. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but you can just add all your own news feeds to it.
Yeah.
So one of my news feeds is skepticism. So it's just everybody is like, here's everybody who lied today.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I love that that's actual news. We got news, and then we got another news column of the liars.
That's funny.
So, and I haven't seen this movie. I'm the only person
on
Earth who hasn't seen Frozen.
Which me and you, dude.
Yeah. Well, we don't have kids. Like, I shouldn't be at Frozen.
Is it about Canadians?
No.
All right.
No, but you know, there's certain things like I shouldn't do. My youngest niece is 12. If I saw Frozen with her, it would be okay. But if I'm just wandering into the theater to see Frozen, something's gone wrong.
I didn't see it till last year, and I was co-hosting The View, and Rosie was still on it. Rosie O'Donnell. Uh-huh. She asked me if I had seen it, and I said no. She sent her assistant to buy me a copy of Frozen while the show was taping.
See how she rolls?
See how she rolls? That's hardcore. Do you see? I mean, are we talking about Costello right now? Christella, dropping that knowledge on us?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That was the only reason, because I'm 37. Bam. I would never watch Frozen. Christella's, I don't have children.
Like, you know, I haven't seen it, but when I was on The View,
Rosie O'Donnell.
I had to watch it.
Sent her assistant to get me one.
Sent her assistant to get me one.
So when you two peasants go to your little Netflix feed, when you two peasants go to your Netflix, keep in mind.
I have to buy Amazon Prime.
You guys, we all have our things. You guys love Bison. Hey, I love Rosie.
Lachlan,
let us handle this for
maybe
a second.
We can get it for our VHS player. Maybe we can get it on VHS. Yeah.
Oh, dude, can you copy it? Could you link two VHSs together and
we can do it. I have one of those machines.
Perfect. I'll just tape over the little clip.
Right. I don't even care about my Frozen story now because Christella's story is so badass.
Just throw it out, dude.
My little bullshit don't even matter.
Apparently, perhaps,
you know, over on The View, they've heard this story. Okay.
Okay, so maybe she knows more than us.
Facebook internet meme is going that Elsa, who I guess is the female lead in Frozen, is to have a female love interest in the sequel. Okay, that's the story that circulated on social media and everything else. Now, the actual story was...
Hang on. First, before we go to the actual story, I think that's not a bad idea. But go ahead.
Well, there. Once this came out, then they did start a social media movement to, like, they're asking for her to have a female love interest, which this is Disney, so you just let go of that.
Sure. Yeah,
that ain't gonna happen. Sure. You know, when Christella is over at Disney, with her people,
with Walt.
Yeah, when to Christella, when Walt called Christella. Yeah. That
Walt called me. He said, what do you think of this gay storyline? I'm like, I don't know. Let me talk to my people. I'll get back to you.
Walt's brain in a chamber.
Yeah.
Okay. So the meme was that Elsa is to have a female love interest in the sequel. The actual story was fans have taken to social media to petition Disney to give her a female love interest in the sequel. So you see,
it's about the petition.
Right. They eliminate. Yeah, the story was about the petition, but they eliminated all of that part and just said that she's going to have a female love interest in the sequel. Mm-hmm. So this is one where, well, it's not false, but we eliminated the part that changes the entire story.
Absolutely.
It's like these are like the Cole's notes of stories.
Yeah.
You just cut out parts and then.
Yes.
And then it doesn't make sense.
All right. So let's get back to what it's like to be on The View. Because you're on my podcast. You have fallen off.
What's Rosie done?
All right. I hate to be the one to tell you, but nobody goes from The View to Who's Paying Attention.
Yeah. Christella, I
love you.
I do.
I love you, but you really need to call your agent when this is over.
No. I'd rather be here than doing an hour of like spring cleaning tips and stuff.
Did you watch Frozen?
I did watch Frozen. I had
better.
To. I had to.
Well,
I had to.
Well, the assistant sat there and made her watch it.
I was like Clockwork
She's watching
Orange.
It. She's almost finished. She's almost finished.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, do you have an assistant? Just curious.
I do everything by myself.
No.
I'm always surprised by who has assistants.
Yes. You know,
Tell me one.
They're just... Jessamay's? What's her?
Peluso?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got an assistant?
Her assistant emailed me about her podcast. And I'm like, wow, she has an assistant?
Wow.
I've never, you know, and no knock against her. I mean, God bless her. But I've never, like, I've even had kids, interns, whatever, say, hey, I'll be your intern. I'm like, I have nothing for you to do.
Right.
Like, what if you could print these podcast articles, but after that 8 minutes, you got a lot of free time.
I'd love an assistant.
Really?
It would be great.
You could get one.
I could get one, and then I could just stay at home and do, like, you know, push-ups and
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
You
that's your first go-to? God.
You got to pay
make a sandwich.
If you guys don't know what Lachlan looks like, yeah. Lachlan looks like he wants to work out because he has an assistant.
You do have to pay them.
You do?
Yeah.
Does Jessie Mae Peluso
pay? I'm sure
his?
She does. Right. I'm sure she does.
I don't know who she is.
She's a comedian.
She's a comedian.
Very funny.
I feel like I'm on the road so much that I miss people.
I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah, I miss people too. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm probably the only black comic who doesn't have anybody.
Yeah.
You know, brothers roll with a team. There's black middle acts who have three guys. And yeah. I'm like, what did they? And I show up. They're like, you don't have anybody?
I like to control everything.
We booked four rooms.
Can I tell you something about what's so great? And this is how pro Alonzo is, that he knows to have a podcast at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
I know, like I know.
That is such a professional comedian time to ask comedians
yeah,
to be.
Well,
that
well,
is
we
so the weekend.
We
that's
doing
the weekend
right.
for comics.
Okay, speaking of pro comics, you know, Lachlan has set me up for every transition.
You guys are like the Top Gun volleyball scene, like set up spike.
Listen, when you get an assistant and you have free time, I want you to be my co-host.
I will assist you with my assistant. Well, I'll get him to assist you, but I'll be there.
So you're talking about pro comics. Okay, right now, one of the hottest names in the game, Amy Schumer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Amy Schumer had an incident. Let me see if the date is on. I don't see the date on here, but what happened was Amy Schumer was jogging, all right, just out by
in see already it's a bullshit
South Carolina.
Story.
Amy was out for a jog. Amy was out doing her thing, and this guy Leslie Brewer, okay, started following her and recording her with his phone. Uh-huh. And when she asked him to stop, he didn't, and he kept following her. And as she got mad, he posted it on his Instagram, and then he put, Amy Schumer just got mad at me and cussed me out. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So the age of entitlement, video, pictures, or whatever, like now, everyone is paparazzi.
Yes, everyone. Yeah.
Everyone. Anybody everyone. Can record. Is that okay? Can anyone record you at any time?
No.
Well, let's ask the girl who was on The View. What's
well, I mean,
like?
Think about it. Do you ever see Meryl Streep? Do you see footage of her like living her life? There's certain people that allow themselves to do that
yeah.
because that's part of like how they stay relevant.
Right.
Someone like an Amy, though. I mean, you know, what was it? Some time ago when she said she wouldn't take pictures with people after shows anymore. I think we've all been in a position where people, they kind of step, they cross that line and they think that because they saw you on stage, they kind of own you because they have to. Like,
well, they think they know you. I mean, I did it.
Absolutely.
Well, we did Last Comic, but when I did Last Comic, it was much more of a reality show. Like we lived together and did that whole.
The house. Yeah.
The house thing. And people definitely came up to me talking to me in mid conversation, like a friend would. Then I realized like, oh, you just saw me on TV talking to yeah.
Really?
Oh, it was weird because I would be like, "Damn, did I forget this person?"
You feel
sure,
bad.
Sure, sure,
you feel
sure.
bad. Then you realize, wait, but Amy, you know, it's almost like because of Amy's type of comedy and because of the shit Amy does,
yeah,
it kind of opens her up to, "Hey, Amy, we're doing to you what you do to people."
And not only that, but she's a comic, so she's not...
Right. When you're a comic, there's a different set of rules.
Absolutely.
I know what you mean, and I want to get to Lachlan with his view on this, but I know what you mean in the sense that there are certain stars, like I've always said, certain stars are in the tabloids, but you never see, like you said, Meryl Streep. You never see Denzel Washington, you know, on the cover of the Weekly World,
right.
whatever, right?
Cause, we don't care what Denzel's
like,
doing,
right?
And
he don't play that.
Person.
He don't play that, you know. But now, Lachlan, I remember when you were on Last Comic, right?
Yeah.
You were a dog walker for a while, right?
Oh.
So, if you're walking, you know, you're on Last Comic. It shows on the episode you walk five dogs or whatever, right? And somebody sees you the next day. Can they follow you with their phone? Man, I just saw Lachlan walking dogs.
All right, that's a good question. You're asking me if I was in Amy Schumer's position,
right.
Would I be able to live with that? I believe I have built my career so that people don't do that to me. I don't know if I'm right. But people do come up to me while I'm walking my dogs, and they are super nice.
Yeah.
They're so nice.
But the thing now, the thing about Amy and where she is, I mean, that's when she's a megastar. In a sense, she's super recognizable everywhere.
Sure.
It's a different thing. Like, I get recognized here and there, you know, and it's okay. But with her...
She's a celebrity.
Right. She's a true celebrity. She's recognized everywhere all the time. In my opinion, this has always been my opinion... You don't get time off, but you have enough money to find exclusivity.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Get a gym membership.
Right. Yeah.
Jog faster.
You know, when you're in public, you are subject to the public. Part of the job.
Meryl Streep probably has a gym in her basement.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And some people, you know, are very cool about it. And I've seen that, you know. I saw Dave Chappelle. It was so funny. We were at the festival in Montreal, and he's riding a skateboard, right? Mm-hmm. And I know people were thinking, hey, man, that guy on the skateboard looks like Dave Chappelle.
Right, sure.
Like, I'm sure nobody was like, well, nah, Dave wouldn't really be riding a skateboard down the street in Montreal.
Would he? You know?
So I'm sure a lot of people missed a chance to get a picture of Dave on a skateboard just thinking it looks like him. But if you're that accessible, people leave you alone.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think that, you know, I see people that go live their lives. I mean, I don't get recognized a lot, but when they do, people are very nice.
Their assistants give her videos.
they're all very nice, but they're also very good at knowing when it's been enough. And they move on. And I don't know if it's because I've been very lucky to have those kind of people follow like what I do, but I don't have those moments of of being chased or anything.
I think in this instance, the worst thing you can do is yell at, argue, or get mad.
For sure.
What you got, if you're nice to them, there's no story.
Sure.
But if you curse them out or whatever, and I don't know what Amy said, and I'm not making this about Amy because that's an example of it. But if you if you're angry at them, if you're negative to them, then they want to post it. If you're nice, it's like, how you doing? Yeah, come on over. Let's take a selfie. They're like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
That wasn't any fun.
You remember John Mayer, TMZ used to follow John Mayer all the time. And he was just kind of like trying to be cool with them. Like, I don't follow TMZ and I know this, you know? And so it's like every time they would catch John Mayer, he would always joke around with them and stuff to the point where it wasn't that cool to follow him around anymore because he was never going to, he would never give them anything. So he let them, they let him co-host a show once, an episode of TMZ once, and that's it. And now they know every time I see John Mayer, he's not going to give us anything that we want.
And we got to wrap this up, unfortunately, but I'm going to say the other side because we talked about this. I was on a show last year. We talked about it. Remember Opie and Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
When I think it was Opie. Was the one, whichever one of them was recording that woman in Times Square, and the woman went off on him, and then he went on a whole rant against her about being a angry black woman and blah, 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 racist rant.
Anthony.
And ended up getting fired. So my point was, okay, if you video someone in public, then you're risking an ass whipping.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like there could be an ass whipping on the other end. You catch the wrong person on the wrong day. That is the risk you take. And so he was like, I'm allowed to video anybody at any time at the risk of an ass whipping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They know it.
Yeah.
That's why the video is always shaky. Because they're scared.
So
why is it so shaky? Because he thinks he's going to get his ass kicked the whole time.
Yeah. So this guy was a jerk for following Amy.
He's a total jerk.
But he gets the publicity. He gets the million hits on Instagram.
He's the guy that followed Amy. That's his claim to fame.
He gets that.
Meanwhile, as a female comic, though, I would be terrified to have a guy
jog with somebody.
Jogging behind me. I don't know what he's doing. This would be like Law and Order SVU.
You should have someone to jog with who could turn around and say, hey, we're jogging or whatever. And then Amy can just jog ahead.
Yeah. Right.
And maybe she will after this. Maybe it's
weird that you have to think like that, you know?
But that's the society we live in, right? Particularly for
Absolutely.
Women, you know, like me as a large black man, not too, like if I'm jogging after you, I don't have to worry about an escort because the police will be jogging after me, wondering where are you going,
Suspect.
Why are you running?
That's me
you
in know? Department stores. They
why,
just follow
why
me
are you
around.
Running? We're going to run with you for a little while.
I know.
Try to see where and why you're running.
I don't understand this part of the conversation.
Oh, hashtag white.
Man, thank you guys.
Thanks for having
this
me.
This has been absolutely
thank
fantastic.
You.
Christella, where can they find you? What's coming up? What's next?
I'm actually taping a Netflix special in August in San Antonio. Tickets are on sale, and you can get them at my website, ChristellaAlonzo.com.
All right. Lachlan?
When does this air?
This will tomorrow. It'll be up by tomorrow.
You know,
this
I'll be at, I don't know if you guys have done the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Friday. I'm going to do that Friday.
So that's going to be Friday. That's May 13th.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And they can listen to, I have a podcast called The Kooks of Comedy.
Oh.
Where we talk about comedy and surfing. And so I'll be surfing up in Ventura as well. Hopefully I hear
All right.
as well.
So if
through.
You have a waterproof camera or phone, you can record Lachlan surfing.
And I have a podcast that I started.
Yeah,
I forgot. It's called To Be Continued. It's 30 minutes. It's sketch and me, and I do it all by myself. So you can subscribe
so
to it.
Nine
on
characters, and
iTunes.
It's all Christella. And I'm gonna be local this weekend. Thursday night, I'm gonna be at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood on a 10 o'clock show. Friday night, I will be at the Improv in Hollywood at 8. I will be at Peachy Keen at Bar Lubitsch at 9:30, and then I'll be on the 10 o'clock show at the Laugh Factory.
Hustling.
So I'm in Hollywood. I'm chasing
it. I'm doing the show with you then. 8 o'clock here, like at the Hollywood Improv.
Friday?
Yeah.
Boom. So there we go.
The Alonzo and
Alonzo.
It's like heart to heart, but with the Alonzos.
Bang.
Can you do the song for that to close out the show?
This is my boss. He is a self-made millionaire.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
My name's Max.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't ever go into TV trivia against Christella Alonzo. You don't have a chance. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden asking who's paying attention and thanking you.
I'm Quen.
And I'm Dev.
And together we make
Mouth Time,
a podcast by Reductress.
You know us from amazing articles such as How to Be a Lady in the Streets and A Haunted Clock Tower in the Sheets.
And Childless Women. Are they safe?
We are the only podcast made by women that women are allowed to listen to.
Yeah, no one's telling you you can't.
We love covering things that you love hearing about, like drugs, snakes, and punching yourself in the mouth till you pass out. You know, lady stuff.
You know, shopping, horses, hair ties, lady stuff. We have new episodes every Wednesday.
Find us on iTunes, SideshowNetwork.tv, and anywhere else you can find podcasts, including The Mouth of a Snake that you don't know if it's a dream or real or a ghost.
Honestly, check it out. There might be a podcast in there.
There might be.
Bye.